This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Quick, we really appreciate Kyle Serafin of KyleSerafin.com, former FBI agent, major whistleblower, joining us. I'm about to move my other guests who are in studio in here. So I'm going to let him host the next 5 minutes, sir. You'll close out this 5 minutes. You're a talk show host. You can do it. And if you need me to pop in, I'll be sitting right here. But Kyle Serafin, you've got the last 4.5 minutes here.
I really appreciate it. And Alex, thanks for sharing your audience with me. It's appreciated in a big way. I think it's really important that people don't give up hope. I think that it's important that people understand that this is a conflict, and it's a bloodless conflict right now. We are in a non-kinetic war, kinetic being the movement and the, using actual ordnance, using weapons. We are using the mind right now. We are using the microphone. We're using public communications. We're on Twitter. We're on True Social. We're on these places, social media, and we are pushing back against an agenda. It's very critical that people understand that while those things are kind of not real, right? There's just, this is our fellow Americans from, and a lot of them are bots and coming in from other places. But it is a fight for the narrative, and it's a fight for putting truth out there. We've got a couple of good footholds in there that we can use. And I really encourage people not to give up hope. I keep running into people that do it, and every time I talk about them, they get fired up again. We need to continue to keep each other motivated to share information that's, one, true. Two, we need to be nuanced in our approaches. We need to be, watching our rhetoric for emotional language, which I'm always kind of cautious of. Alex, I'm more built like you. I tend to get like really fired up, and I tend to say things that are more emotionally charged. But if we're really smart about this thing, the people that are in the middle that need to be won over, they need to hear balanced, intelligent, articulate thoughts. They need to hear the truth in a way that is non-inflammatory, and they need to be given an opportunity without being attacked to be able to join, you know, at least common cause with most of it. I heard Vivek Ramaswamy in front of a bunch of libertarians the other day. He said something really, really critical, I think. He said, if you agree with 75% of what I say, then we're on the same team. And that's really it. America is the same team. It's always been. It's still the best place to live in this world. As far as I could tell, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I have traveled. I've seen what kind of threats exist in other nations. I've worked with friends who are working counterintelligence when it comes to, global threats and so on. And I don't want to raise my kids in any other environment. But I would love to raise my kids like 30 or 40 years ago the way I was raised, because that was a much better America. It was much more homogenous, and we all understood that there were these same values. Right now we're fighting against sort of leftist values, and they are incredibly dangerous. So we have to do so in a way that's both fair, but we cannot pull punches. We cannot walk away from the truth because it's inconvenient or because it's not palatable or because it doesn't pull well. I had somebody tell me the other day, we can't quote Hitler because it's a third rail. No, that's incorrect. That's false. We have to do that sort of thing. We have to engage where the battle is. And if people are acting like Hitler, then we need to expose it. And of course, the left has no problem. The political left has no problem right now, declaring that all of their opponents are, in fact, Hitlerian. We all remember the Orange Man Bad situation. This is what they declared about Trump. And it's obviously untrue. So we've got to continue to push the envelope where it is, in ways that are fair, in ways that are just, in ways that are truthful and honest, and in ways that are also, respectful, except when it doesn't need to be respectful. A great analogy would be the way that Patrick Swayze's character did in Roadhouse. People do something to you
where you need me,
and you be nice. You do, they say something else, and you be nice. You continue to move them along nicely until it's time to not be nice. And there are plenty of times that we're all going to see when it's time to not be nice, but we need to be smart about when that is. We need to be judicious with our aggression, which can be mostly verbal right now, luckily. And people need to act locally. Like I said, they need to go to their sheriff's departments. They need to make these things happen. We are not beyond the pale. We are not beyond a place where we can be recovered. But it's going to take some really tough times. My good friend George Hill, who was an FBI whistleblower and testified in front of Congress, he brought forward some stuff about Bank of America. People have seen it. One of the things he said was, is that right now we are in a stagnant air situation, and there's a cold front coming in. And, when cold fronts come in, you get aggressive weather. You get storms.
Tornadoes.
Yep, all these things can happen. And guess what? At the end of it, you wake up in the morning.
Kyle, very, very impressive, my friend. Thank you so much. You give me a lot more hope. And when I see the FBI agents up there, in Congress, it gives me hope. And I just hope the establishment pulls back with their arrogance before it's too late for everybody, because This is the unstoppable force meets the immovable object, and it's going to be explosive if people don't get some sanity now. KyleSerafin.com. God bless you. Be safe, and hopefully we can talk again soon, and hopefully you can come back to Austin. I can shake your hand. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. I'd love to.
Smart guy, folks. Wow. Type of guys like that built this country, and now we're over. Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, when I came here last week and had time to actually be at the River Church with the great Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, Revival.com, I got to meet a lot of people that I didn't know, a lot of amazing people, thousands and thousands and thousands have come through here, just even when they're not having church. But I already knew who Pastor J.C. Hall was. I already knew his wife, his constitutional lawyer, Chris Ann Hall, because I've promoted and seen their constitutional sheriff's film. You just heard the last guest, huge whistleblower FBI agent saying this is the answer. And so I wanted to get them on. But then talking to her husband, I'd seen him on air before, but I wasn't familiar with his background. He was telling me that he agreed with my analysis last weekend on the whole Russia attempted coup by Prigozhin. And I said, oh, really? Why? And then he sent me his bio. He speaks fluent Russian, and he worked in the United States Navy. He worked at the NSA. It would take an hour to go over his whole bio, but he was actually over some of the programs there, over the training, and he's really, really smart. A lot of points on that, so I wanted to bring this fella in here with his wife, because I was first wanting to get her on, and then I started talking to him. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So he's sitting right next to me. She's sitting right over there. Pastor J.C. Hall and Chris Ann Hall are with us. A lot of points to go over, a lot to talk about. But just first off, ending that last interview, you guys were sitting over there in the dark of the studio as the studio audience. What did you make of Kyle Serafin? I've seen him in front of Congress. I knew he was one of the main whistleblowers. But, man, that guy was very smart, very impressive, because I'm immersed in this, so are you. And so we do this full time. We know when we hear, and we talk to so many people in the government, they don't even seem to know what planet they're on. If they knew, they'd be really concerned like we are. This guy was really dialed in, and he was saying a lot of folks are dialed in, so that was really hopeful for me.
Yeah, it's encouraging.
What did you think?
Well, I have the opportunity to actually work sometimes with FBI agents. I actually had an FBI agent just sitting in my office a few weeks ago, and I looked her straight in the eye and I said, what do you think about all of these misconducts, all this misdeed being brought forward about the FBI? I mean, how do you find yourself able to go to work every day knowing that the public perception is the FBI is this completely rogue, corrupt agency? And she told me, she said, I'll be honest with you, there are days where I cry every day. But she says, I still believe there's only one thing I've ever wanted to do. This is what I wanted to do. This is the call on my life. And I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, to the clearest of my conscience, regardless of the bad players that are giving us bad press.
We're seeing hundreds of whistleblowers, thousands total across the government come out. I don't know how the system's going to survive this. I think they're just, they know they're all going to jail at the top. The Clinton, Obama, New World Order crime machine, the Klaus Schwab crime machine, the Bill Gates crime machine. So they have really, the answer is they don't have any other choice. So historically, this is going to get bad, but it's going to get better after that. Your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you look back at the origin history of the FBI, and we get to the church committee hearings, and you start to see these reforms and different things they did. It's almost like we're rewinding the clock. We've gone back to the J. Edgar Hoover days of the FBI. So you have this so corrupt and the leadership at the top, and we run into people like that. There's still good people trying to do the right thing, trying to be, you know, that are patriots, that love America, but they're stuck in this organization with absolutely, totally corrupt to the core leadership
that is defending all the corruption.
Absolutely. And have no, like, back the J. Edgar Hoover, have no restraint, spy on citizens, lock them up, destroy their lives, go after them for these political motivations. It's unreal what we're seeing.
It is. Your take on Trump and McCarthy saying he's finally going to try to impeach the attorney general, that's what we need to see. But, I mean, this is making Trump explode in popularity every time they indict him to record the numbers never before seen. And they're still going to indict him more. They're crazy.
Well, that is really lunacy, because we have seen throughout Trump's career, every attack on Trump has always empowered his base, lifted his popularity. I mean, we've actually seen the fact that people who come out of the woodwork say, hey, I'm libertarian, I'm a Democrat, I don't like what's being done with Trump, I'm going to support Trump because I don't want a government that could maybe do that same thing to me. And that's really where we're at. I mean, as a constitutional attorney who's been steeped in this for over a decade now, I can tell you very clearly that what the FBI is doing to Donald Trump, they've been doing to everyday Americans at least since 2001 in the Patriot Act, right? But now everybody's saying and seeing and feeling, if they can do this to someone as high profile as Donald Trump, then what's to stop them from doing it to me?
Absolutely.
And
by the way,
really shining the light everywhere.
By the way, Donald Trump is a Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that have known him well his whole life, other than the women thing, that he literally is by the book. He's not stupid. You're not going to get this. I mean, it's just crazy with all his enemies that they've done all the fake impeachments, all the fake garbage, and literally none of it's true. So shifting gears into the Russia thing, we've now had some time to look at Prigozhin, what happened. I agree with the analysts like Tony Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer. I agree with them that I don't think the U.S. government was backing Prigozhin. He went crazy, tried to grab the power himself. Now, the left and Biden tried to jump on the bandwagon and say, we'll be for Prigozhin now, which is even more ridiculous. But Pastor J.C. Hall, in your more recent incarnation, the last decade or so, an amazing pastor, amazing church, the work you do, GodGunsLiberty.com, GodGunsLiberty.com, got to love that URL. You've got an amazing background and bio at the U.S. Navy, the National Security Agency, you know, teaching people how to literally in the Cold War fight the Russians. And beyond, you're an instructor at the prestigious Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California, on and on. I'm not going to go over your whole background, expert on the Marxist for three decades. You're a Russia expert. That's what you worked in these agencies. Give us your expert take.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right on target. I'm hearing you the other day, and I listen to so many that talking like it sounds like they don't know what they're talking about. And then I heard you in the interview, and you said, you know, the Russians, they're all together until the knives come out. And that's exactly right. I saw this whole episode as very typical Russian. When you look back in their history, Russians respect, a strong leader in power. There's really no populist sentiment in Russia. It's they got to have a strong leader, you know, who's just going after it. And so this is how power swap, you know, the next alpha predator rises up and takes it by force. So I think you have Prigozhin, you know, who's gone along and built himself, billionaire restaurateur and all this big background, connected with the casinos and the mafia and the oligarchs, got close to Putin. And he became convinced of his own legend. And he's out there on the front with his mercenary group, you know, fighting. And he's kind of a hero in his own mind and just decided, you know, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to go punish the military leadership of Russia. Now, he never came out and specifically targeted Putin in his work. He never said, I'm going to overthrow Putin. He talked particularly about the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff of the Army in Russia. And he was basically coming, he said, to bring justice.
And they said that was part of the deal, that the head of the military would have to be fired. He's suddenly not in his military uniform. He's suddenly in a suit.
It's yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, sketchy. Like, what's going to happen? I thought it very odd and interesting to where Prigozhin's never said Putin's name, but then Putin never said Prigozhin's name. So even when Putin came out after the fact and these are traitors that did this, he never mentioned Prigozhin specifically. So it's a weird thing. They have this long connection. And even as Putin's speaking about it, it's like he was trying to give Prigozhin space to save face or whatever. But then at the same time, for a Russian leader, he can't show weakness. Like, he's in a position where he's got to do something.
I'm surprised they didn't attack that highway of death more.
Yeah.
But I can see Putin's statement that he didn't want to have Russians killing Russia.
Right.
So well, this shows me just how dangerous the whole thing's out of control a year and a half in.
Correct.
Well, as a Russia expert, a guy that did this for decades inside the government, you know, that taught classes on in the government, just other angles or the whole Ukraine war, where do you see this going?
You know, there are a lot of questions now, right? You have to think about, you saw Prigozhin with 25,000 troops apparently marching on Moscow. So you think, okay, who are they supporting? They're behind him. He's rolling the Rostov on the Don. Regular soldiers are embracing him. The people are embracing him. Putin comes out and, you know, he's spinning this thing where everybody was united and everybody stood together. But that's not what happened. So you have to wonder, how does this affect the cohesion within the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Moscow, take out Russia. That's the last piece. And so there was never really a backing off of for the Western powers in the Cold War.
It wasn't. It's crazy.
The war never ended for the
And it's crazy how history repeats. Napoleon goes, he's got to run everything. Hitler goes in there, he's got to run everything. And now the globalists are doing it again.
Exactly.
Can't they see that's not smart?
They never let off. And you think about, and they hate to hear that, you know, NATO making the promise we won't go any further. And then you look at all of a sudden these reports. Oh, my goodness. Putin's stationing troops on the border. Like, look, you've rolled all the way up to his borders. Ukraine's like the last piece of land that NATO doesn't occupy. What did you think was going to be his reaction? That'd be like North Korea is in Canada, is in Mexico. Don't you think we would deploy troops to the border? Of course we would.
Well, the United States would attack.
So we provoked Putin, and we've provoked this very thing that we're seeing happening over there. The West provoked this, and they're still provoking it. They're still stoking the fire. They don't care about all the Ukrainian lives being lost, the Russian lives being lost.
And isn't it crazy how they've turned leftists, who the one of the few good things they were good for is they were against wars, at least.
Anti-war.
And now they love it.
Right.
They love it. Like in Egypt, a Russian tourist got eaten by a shark right off the shore. And they're all celebrating a Russian got eaten. They don't even know if he's... I mean, it's just crazy.
I think it shows the power and the danger of this ideological brainwashing time that we've entered into. It's no longer about look at the facts, analyze what's going on, think. It's whatever the tribe says, whatever the tribe points you to, we're going to do that, damn the consequences. And so you have this blind tribalism.
A cult.
It's a cult. So where it used to be we're against war in principle, now... You know, as long as it's somebody that our tribe wants to kill, we're for that.
Sean Penn has said we should have a nuclear war. It's just survivable. He knows nothing. Amazing. Pastor J.C. Hall, GodGunsLiberty.com. Can't forget that. Let's bring your amazing constitutional lawyer wife into this. What's your view about all this? You also, you actually, that's how you met it. We're trained the military on this as well. So you know a little bit about this as well.
I'm just a little bit more curious about the money that went to... fund this whole protest, right? You've got a protest against the Russian military leadership, which is actually a coup, right? It's actually a rising up with military forces. And now we know $10 billion of our dollars went to this.
It's a real insurrection.
It is. Oh, yeah, right. It's a real insurrection. As opposed to January 6th, which was a real protest. Now we have a real insurrection that's being called a protest just because it's not here and it's not our government.
You gotta love it. Missiles shooting down planes, tank wars, that's a protest. But then somebody stealing Nancy Pelosi's beer is the end of the world.
Right, exactly. Not only that, we have to persecute and prosecute people that were invited into the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., yet we fund... Our money funds the actual bombing and the
And let's not glaze over that.
Rockets.
They sent $3 million extra a month ago and $6 million they forgot about. And they're now saying it looks like it was somehow involved in this. Oh, my goodness. Well, if that's true, Prigozhin's not going to be alive very long in Belarus.
Yeah, that's the sort of next thing, because you look at, you know, anybody sort of crossed Putin. He ends up taking him out within months or a few years. And then, you know, like I said, he's a Russian leader, and how the public in Russia is going to look at this. You're weak if you don't do something about it.
Well, that's right. So if Prigozhin isn't dead in a couple of weeks, then somebody might make another trial on Putin.
Yeah, Putin either has to fire the two military leaders that Prigozhin, you know, was mad about. But then that makes him look weak that he's taking orders from Prigozhin.
So he fires them and kills Prigozhin.
Or he keeps them and kills Prigozhin, or he fires both of them and kills Prigozhin. Like, look, I'm the top dog. I'm killing everybody. And then the Russians are going to go, yay, we have our strong leader back.
Yeah, so then he'll probably fire the generals and then kill Prigozhin.
That would be the very Russian leader thing to do.
And maybe Putin's trying to change things. I'm not saying he's a good guy.
It's quite possible. We were debating about that driving up here. Like, what's going on? Maybe Putin's changed. Has Russian society changed? But it's very odd for him to be really silent about Prigozhin, never say his name. I know they were close buds, you know, but it's odd for him to be inactive. Like, he's not firing these two guys. He's not taking out Prigozhin. He's just forgiving everybody. It's not going to be criminally prosecuted. So it's a really strange scenario. It makes me want to think if he's going to operate in typical Russian way, then he's planning something behind the scenes. Somebody's going to get taken out.
All right. Well, what about, you talk about 1,200, 1,500 years. I'm not a huge Russian expert, but I've read five or six books about it, a few hundred articles. It's very interesting. Slav the Great is what it translated into, that founded Russia, 1,000 years ago in Ukraine. And they've stopped and been overrun by the Mongols and by the Muslims and by the Huns. And then they're attacked by everybody. So anybody that didn't fight or didn't organize behind each other has been killed. 27 million or whatever it was, Russians died in World War II. So you talk about it. I mean, it is true that Russia is the battleground between East and West constantly. And then now they've got the biggest nuclear weapons force in the world with submarines off our coast. This is insane. But looking at Russian history, is Russia cursed, like all 1,000 years being attacked constantly, or is it just geographically where they are?
It's a great question. There's actually a great book called Prisoners of Geography that I highly recommend in the section on Russia there, and talked about that. Very insightful. If you look at how Russia responded to the Ukraine, you know, it had to do with they have no warm water port open to the sea. And so, you know, you cut off Sevastopol in the Black Sea over there, they're seriously exposed. And in that area of Ukraine, you have this.
So NATO knowingly put them in a position where they had that.
They know that. Like, Russia historically knows how it's physically exposed, unless it has that space of Ukraine all the way to that mountain range that creates the bottleneck. Otherwise, it's open plain all the way to Moscow. So you start, you know, the West starts working in Ukraine. You have this idiot clown who they elect president starts saying, oh, you know, we're going to join the EU.
When he's not playing the piano with his penis.
Yeah, so he, it's like, the guy's such a moron that he's signaling to Russia that now your only geographical projection or protection, we've now joined the other side. And as you say, the West knows this and NATO knows this basically exposed belly of Russia. And it has them feeling like, you know, we're vulnerable. So Putin had to do something. Putin, this thing with Ukraine, there's no way that it could not have happened with what NATO and the West was doing.
And then George Soros goes 5 years ago and Fareed Zarqawi and brags that him and the State Department did all this. And he called himself the Tsar of Russia. So how is it going for the globalists? Is it going well? Is it going bad? Why do they want World War III? How do you think this ends?
I don't think it's going well for them. I feel like they see where they're failing so much. But that very sense of their failure, I think, is what has made them dangerous. And desperate. Russia and the globalists.
The whole thing.
The globalists. The whole plan. When you feel like you're failing, when you feel like the walls are closing
in on both sides feel like that.
Yes. Then it makes a more dangerous situation.
And again, I know analysts like you from the NSA and the military, but I said this before it even started. I mean, you can look at this mess. That's how it always ends over there.
Exactly. That's all they know. I'm telling you, it's all they know. It's all that it's ever been. And they're about that protection. You can't make Putin or these guys feel vulnerable. They're going to react.
If in your grandparents' day, a third of the people died, I mean, you would be like completely, you know. And Putin talks about the Russian experience of that. And don't you know, we're not going to stop. And that's how the Russian thing goes. They always get beat at first and they win in the end.
Correct. They're not just going to roll over.
And this time it's nuclear weapons. Do you think the globalists can be stopped? Is there any tactics? You guys got any ideas? We got to go to break. We're going to come back and talk about ways to stop. And then we're talking about liberty in America. Now we get our country back from the pedo world. And they notice Russia's saying they're against that as well. So it's quite a time to be alive. Stay with us in InfoWars.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening McCrill calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, all of our broadcasts are informative, and I'm really proud of them all, or let's just say satisfied. But this one's been particularly amazing. I've got to really give us some great headlines today once we posted the Mandaw video. All the guests have been just incredible. Hard to top the last two guests, but you know, I think we're giving a run for its money here in the fourth hour. Today, don't forget Owen Schroyer. Political prisoner, not in jail yet, but they're trying to put him in there. We'll be hosting the War Room coming up in about 30 minutes, about 27 minutes at InfoWars.com/show. Now, I got
so focused last hour and so focused that I didn't even plug. And if we don't plug, we don't sell product, we don't stay on air. Plus, these are really game-changing, life-changing products you need. So it's a win-win. We have underages right now just to stay at the level we're at. I want to expand the face of Globals. So please take advantage of our biggest sale of the year yet, the annual 4th of July super sale that's going up to 60% off and double Patriot points. That's as good a deal as we offer anytime. I was saying it's almost as good as Christmas deal, but it basically is a Christmas deal. Infowarsstore.com, double Patriot points, super female vitality. We're sold out of super male. It's the same as super male. It's just a pink label. It's great. Full press herbs for libido, stamina, energy. You'll love it. Got great reviews, five-star reviews. It's 60% off. Brainforce Plus, good, clean, base, nootropic, energy, mental focus, clarity, 50% off. Brainforce Ultra acts super fast, is amazing, but it's a special proprietary system we developed with some top developers. It only lasts about 2.5-3 hours. Well, that's why I love it, because I got to stay up till, say, 2 in the morning, 10 o'clock at night. Boom, I can take this and then go right to bed. Whereas if I took Turbo Force, that's 25% off and selling out, I'd be up for, you know, till, you know, the next day at noon, last 10 hours. Infowarsstore.com, immune support 50% off, probiotic fiber 50% off, organic greens fiber caps 50% off. These are all amazing. Krill oil 40% off. It's some krill oil selling out. It's 30% off. Fish oil 40% off. Turbo Force 25% off. X3 selling out 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies. Food, water, air filtration, all the highest quality, already lowest prices, 10% off. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the products in the past, but you really need these. All of you need an Alexa Pure stainless steel filter. It's the highest rated. There's 4 or 5 other units out there that are well-known that are as good. This is the highest. Thousands of things in non-detectable levels, like bisphenol A, atrazine, the list goes on and on. This doesn't have a 200% markup in it. It doesn't have 100% markup in it, okay? So it's amazing when we offer 10% off, no excuses, in stock, ready to ship, Alexa Pure water filter, Alexa Pure breeze air filter, Infowarsstore.com, absorbable food, 10% off. Please take action now. Shop with the good guys with a boycott and also boycott the enemy. Boycott now. The ball's in your court. Please don't pull the plug on this operation. Thank you for your support. All right, going back to Pastor J.C. Hall of GodGunsLiberty.com and his constitutional wife, lawyer, also a veteran, Chris Ann Hall, ChrisAnnHall.com. We've got some important domestic things to talk about, and really how America is the best house in the bad neighborhood, how we can kill the whole globalist agenda if we can save this country. They know that. We know that. But finishing up on Russia, on your predictions of what you think is going to happen.
I look for the West to continue to try to provoke and stoke what's going on there, unless we can get the zombie out of the White House. I really think that's probably the only hope on that level is we have to take on this administration and take them down. That's how we stop World War III. That's how we stop the chaos that is to come, which is primarily due to the meddling of his Biden's globalist overlords and their agenda.
So this election really is do or die.
I believe worldwide, not just for America, for the entire globe. We've said that kind of stuff about previous elections, and I think people were speaking about America first and foremost. But we're talking about do or die for all of humanity, our entire planet. This particular administration is just like, you know, 2.0 of all the previous bad administrations, take it into a global level, not just trying to destroy America, but they're going to absolutely destroy humanity if we do not get them out of office.
And I don't just intellectually see it or politically see it. I gut level feel it. I don't even call it fear. It's more of a sadness, a betrayal, a sickness. Like people, you better take this serious. Like, we're not just up here saying it. And we know this is all we do is research this. We're not playing games.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think that one thing that we have to really work on domestically, right, because my husband's the foreign policy, foreign relations guy. I'm the one that knows the Constitution. I know what we can do domestically. What we as a people, Alex, really need to understand is, number one, constitutionally speaking, the President of the United States and the Executive Department do not hold this authority to do what they're doing overseas. There's absolutely no constitutional authority for Biden to be sending money overseas without congressional approval. And I'm going to tell you, and I fully understand this as I'm not just simply a constitutional scholar now, but I'm also an historian. So I've studied thousands of years of history. I know how government operates. I know how people operate. And I also know that those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat its mistake. And I watched that happen. So I believe that if the American people are not educated and informed on the limit of federal authority, constitutionally speaking, this Biden administration is going to, as JC said earlier, is feeling the desperation. We're coming up on a new election. The populace is not in favor of what's happening, regardless of what the media is pushing. This administration is going to push us into something globally violent before the election, so that they can gather up all the patriotism. Oh, well, you have to back the president because everybody backs a president.
You're
when
saying
we're at
the
war.
October surprise is an accelerated war.
Absolutely. But we can stop it. We can stop it if the American people understand that Congress can stop the funding now. Congress is actually the power that is in control of forces when there is no declaration of war. We have this whole misconception in America that the commander-in-chief is the president.
Well, that's right. The war powers is being totally ignored. And what you're saying is right. So central. I've seen polls of 80-plus percent of Americans against this war. We're being gaslit that we want this, and it's unconstitutional. You're absolutely right. As a constitutional lawyer, we need to push harder
yes.
to make Congress withhold the purse strings.
Exactly. And at the state and local level, at the state and local levels, our governors, our sheriffs, our state legislators can take back power from the federal government and start exercising defense domestically. Our state governors, our state sheriffs have the authority, Alex, to lock down our borders now.
And for folks that don't know, I saw this when it came out. This is an amazing film, ChristianeHall.com. The sheriff, non-compliant to the sheriff. You put out several of these. Everybody should get this. Everybody should share it. Everybody should, you know, air it locally, show it to your church group, and get it to your sheriff.
Absolutely. What we have to understand is that we are not powerless. You see, 150 years of government-led education has trained the people to believe that their only course of controlling government is elections. That's a lie. Our federal system, as a system of federalism, not a federal government, a system of federalism, actually places the state and local government in a higher authority than the federal government.
Absolutely. It's another one of the checks and balances. We have
Absolutely.
Juries, grand juries, we have the sheriffs, and then we have the legislatures, and incredible. Stay right there. Final segment with Chris Ann Hall, ChrisAnnHall.com, to find the sheriff documentary and more. Her amazing husband, what a dynamic duo. Pastor J.C. Hall, GodGunsLiberty.com. Wow. Love that URL as well. We'll be right back with the final segment of this four-hour powerhouse transmission that Owen Schroyer takes over. Infowars.com/show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Segment here in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. I will be back in studio, at least for part of the broadcast tomorrow. Then I'm going to get up to the airport and fly to Omaha to visit my wife's father who's in the hospital. Please pray for him, John Wolf. And then I'll be back in Austin Sunday. But I'll be doing all the shows. And I'm going to do a special Saturday show. There's so much news. We're going to be here. I want to thank Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, his incredible family, what it is, and team here at the River Church in Tampa. Everybody should come here. Even if you live outside the state, you come to Florida, you've got to visit it. You can watch the sermons and see all the incredible work at the website that is revival.com. He's got some singers here that I'm telling you, with the Star Spangled Banner or any of the stuff, that are the best singing you ever heard. And because I like churches and I like to hear the preaching. I'm not really into the music because it's kind of, you know, not the best. Here, I'm actually into the music. That's why they've got so much. So find out more at revival.com. Can't forget that URL. And if you've got friends and family that live in leftist areas or not any good churches, well, make this church their church. They've also got a lot of other affiliated churches around the country who are doing a great job winning souls and really taking care of people. So be sure to check it out at the website, revival.com. I want to thank them. In the 10 minutes we've got left, you guys are really smart constitutional lawyer, former NSA, a military Russia expert. What else do you want to impart to the listeners out there about the world right now?
I would say something encouraging. You know, we've been traveling, doing teaching the Constitution, the history, and this stuff for over a decade now. And one thing a few years ago, once the Snowden revelations came out, we saw this reaction and this rise of young people in America. So a lot of the, you know, so-called millennials and Gen Z and whatever, they all get lumped in with David Hogg and just, you know, a bunch of crazy lefty young people. But we've seen all over the country, Chris Ann taught something like 260 meetings in 22 states every year for at least 6 years. But we've traveled everywhere. And we see this rise in what we call the Liberty Generation. So this young generation is not monolithic. And there's so many young people that are sick of this liberal nonsense, this pedophilia, this pervert society that's out there going nuts. And so we've been very encouraged, particularly the last 5 or 6 years, over the rise and the engagement of our youth, of our young people, 20-somethings and below, the teenagers. We have a son, 17. I mean, he's straight up. He loves you, Jordan Peterson, you know, Joe Rogan. I mean, he's totally not into this stuff. And all his friends are
rediscovering freedom and God is the new avant-garde. It's the new counterculture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's encouraging us. I don't know if people see that everywhere. Where they are, we see this all over.
You're out in the field, so people alone think we're losing. We're actually winning.
Correct.
And see, the enemy wants to overwhelm us, make us be demoralized and give up, but instead they're losing.
Absolutely.
Well, here's Jefferson wrote, people are willing to suffer evil as long as evil is sufferable. That's in the Declaration of Independence. But after a long train of abuses and usurpations, then the people will rise up. See, that's how the enemy loses. The enemy loses with oppression, right? The enemy loses with censorship. The enemy loses with persecution, because the more persecution that comes against the church strengthens the body of Christ. It ignites the Holy Spirit within us to stand up, and the most powerful, formidable force against oppressive government has always been the educated, organized, united, Holy Ghost-filled body of Christ. You also add to that all of the extremist ideology that's being taught in our schools, the innate alienation of our children who think differently from the mainstream status quo.
Well, the bullying of our children.
Yes. It's actually driving people to the truth.
Well, we've seen the videos everywhere, even in the UK and Europe. Mm-hmm. They show them this horrible pedo stuff, and the kids go, "No, no, we hate." And it's me, and they're like, "You're in trouble. You're going to look at this."
Right. I mean, and think about it. Children are, you know, have that natural rebellion in them. So, and that becomes the thing that they're being forced to do and forced to gobble up in that sort of bullying manner. They're going to rebel against that. So I think I told you earlier, bad news these days is good news, because the more stuff they break, the more out of control it gets. The globalists are building the army against them by their own
actions.
Remember,
just 6 months ago, they said nobody wants to ban your gas stoves. It was official policy proposal. Right. Now they're banning gas stoves and fireplaces, barbecuing, and coal-fired pizza ovens. I mean, they're going to take your pizza oven away, saying it's bad. We put out carbon.
Here's the thing, though, right? Our founders had such a level of wisdom and understanding of human nature, government, and history as well. They actually gave us the tool. But Samuel Adams remarked that it's ignorance that will cause us to come to our own destruction. He said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. The federal government unequivocally, constitutionally, has no authority to regulate charcoal, gas ovens, or any of that. The response and the cure to this overreach is the knowledge that the American people must acquire that they do not have to submit to these federal regulations when they are inconsistent with the Constitution. We don't need the Supreme Court of the United States on our side. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court has been more wrong about the Constitution than they've been right throughout history. Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution declares anything the federal government does that is contrary or not made consistent with the Constitution, the state and the people are not bound by that.
And that's the 10th Amendment.
It's Article 6, Clause 2, which is called, ironically...
The 10th Amendment restates that, correct?
Yes, the 10th Amendment restates. But what I'm referring to is the Supremacy Clause. But since 1830, the American people have been taught that the Supremacy Clause actually means the federal government is supreme. But in reality, it's the other way around. The federal government is inferior to the Constitution.
Will you come on, and I know your husband does it with you as well, will you come on and teach a Constitution class on my show next
week? Absolutely.
You guys are going to Texas to do that as well, if you wish.
Yeah, we will be in Dallas on July 8th. We will be in Plano, Texas on July 7th.
Well, come to Austin and come in studio.
Oh, absolutely. We can do that.
We're doing it. Wow. Please keep going. I'm wrapped here.
Yeah, no, we actually have classes online that teach the American history, American Constitution, the way our founders...
You've been on our shows before.
Yeah, and I'm so honored to be here today.
I'm honored to have you.
This is really fabulous.
Isn't Pastor Brown, this whole crew amazing?
They are amazing. We are honored to be here, a part of this. And what's really amazing, Alex, is I could not sit under any other pastor than the one that I have, because we have too many pastors that have been deceived by this whole rhetoric of the misteaching of Romans 13, that the church is supposed to slavishly submit to government.
He's playing the levels. It's God, it's the truth, and then it goes down.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we need to reattach to. The globalists will lose in America. They're going to get frantic. They're going to get nervous. They're going to get extreme. They're going to get more extreme. But they will lose because America was built on the principle of multiple constitutions. We have a federal constitution that creates a very limited and defined federal government. But we have 50 constitutions of states that are designed to not work in conjunction with the U.S. Constitution, but also to empower and reserve power to the state.
Separation of power.
To limit the federal government.
And again, that's like firewalls in an apartment building.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even Elon Musk a few months ago told the World Government Forum, we need like the American Constitution. We need division in power.
Well, that's why the globalists hate America so much. Because they can go into Europe and take over the prime ministers of these countries.
They got it.
With one person. Yeah. With America... They cannot do that. They
because power
have to
is distributed.
50.
Power is distributed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Incredible. Thank you so much, Pastor J.C. Hall. 30-second closing comment.
I'm encouraged. I've heard Chris Ann say we are as encouraged as we've been in 10 years. The more they break, the more it stirs up the appetite for the American people to fix the problems. I see an awakening happening as we travel all over the country amongst our young people, amongst our churches, amongst the so-called minority communities. So people are under the gun of this abuse and oppression, and all it does is stir up the spirit of liberty within them, and the spirit of liberty is rising, and the globalists are coming down.
Praise God. All right. Thank you all so much. Owen Schroyer takes over in 15 seconds. Infowars.com/show. Band.video if you're watching on TV. Infowars.com. Got a great lineup for you. We love you all. Thank you so much to The River. Thank you so much to Revival.com. Now, get out there and take on the New World Order.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendover.